Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Zurian Show. Today we've got a topic that I think everybody not only needs to listen to, but you also need to share this information with everybody that you possibly can. Why? Because things happen, and life happens all around us, so we need to be prepared. As somebody told me one day, you need an umbrella because it's going to rain. Well, unfortunately, it's always going to rain somewhere, and somebody's going to be affected by it. Today we have the privilege of talking with a young lady who, through the help of a few other people, actually probably several other people, they have created a organization, and the organization is called DASH, which means Dating Abuse Stops Here. And it was founded by Andy and Lynn, after their 19-year-old daughter, Savon, hope I said that right, was murdered by her ex-boyfriend in 2009. In the months after Savon's death, Andy decided that something needed to be done in order to educate the community about the warning signs that they and Savon herself missed. With the help of neighbors and friends like Wendy Clinch, who is actually the person that's going to be speaking to us today, they were actually able to create this organization. And again, the organization is Dating Abuse Stops Here, and it was created at that time in 2010 through their efforts and their work. And basically, it was a brainstorming session that started in Wendy's basement, and that brainstorming session ended up into a 501c3 organization, which also has an award-winning website and that strives to bring awareness to our community about this particular type of a problem and to make people aware and to educate them in the best ways possible, and also to give people and teens help on not only knowing the signs, but things that they can do to not become victims. So with no further ado, I want to go ahead and bring Wendy on. So Wendy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. Could you first tell us a little bit about you?
Well, I'm a mom of two beautiful daughters, married for almost coming on 26 years. I've lived in Northern Virginia and in the same neighborhood for going on 12 years. And I was a stay-at-home mom for most of my daughters growing up. I have a master's degree in English, and I've done quite a bit of technical writing. And so what happened after Siobhan's death and the aftermath of what we were going to do about it, as soon as Lynn and Andy said, we need to do something, I said, count me in. And so that's one point of how DASH started.
Okay. Could you tell us the rest of the story, and then from there we'll go to the mission?
Well, it started in Easter of 2009. And actually, Siobhan's story starts, of course, well before that. She was healthy, happy, moving on with her life. She had had some issues with this particular boyfriend and had moved on with her life. Came to an epiphany on a beach in the summer of 2008 and decided she needed to go back to school, return to school. She had dropped out of high school just before graduation, and she decided she wanted to go ahead, finish school, and go on to college. And so she had graduated from Mountain View school in February of 2009, and 9 weeks later, she was murdered by her ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
That day was Easter Sunday. She had told her parents she was going off to deliver Easter baskets to her friends, and her parents started to text her, waiting for dinner for her to come back, and she wasn't answering the texts. And then later that afternoon, a detective walked up to the house and sat them down and said that he had devastating news that she had been murdered by her boyfriend. And what her parents' immediate reaction was, what boyfriend? Because at the time, Siobhan had not been dating anyone, and her parents did not even know that she was in contact with this ex-boyfriend. So, obviously, from there, the devastation had a ripple effect, not only for her family, but for our neighborhood, and for the ensuing the community, and to her schools, there were warning signs that had been missed, that her parents and none of us knew to look for, none of us knew about. And it was another mom, Valerie Mahoney, who had lost her daughter to dating violence, who reached out to Lynn and said, "I've been where you are now, and I'm here to help you." And with the help and support of people like Valerie and the neighborhood, we got through that first horrific year, and Lynn and Andy decided that something had to be done, that we needed to come up with something, whether it was a website, whether it was a brochure, whether it was speaking. We didn't know exactly what we wanted to do, but we had the brainstorming session with the neighbors in my basement, came up with all kinds of different names, different things that we could do, and decided by Siobhan's next birthday, which would have been her 20th birthday in October of 2010, we were going to have something that we could either use for educating teens, their parents, their friends about the early warning signs of teen dating abuse.
Wow. Well, again, it's very hard to lose a loved one, especially for a parent to lose their child. But again, I'd like to basically thank you guys for, you know, taking action, even though you can't help Siobhan. Like you said, her legacy can live on, and other people can also benefit from the fact that you guys are sharing useful information that everybody needs to hear so that they don't have to go through that tragedy. And I know that it had to be truly rough after dealing with something like that to even move forward with your overall plan, because you're helping people, but you're also reliving some of it. Could you tell us a little bit about the overall mission of DASH?
Our basic mission is to raise awareness in the community about the magnitude and proliferation of teen dating abuse, about the dangers of it, educating, encouraging teens to engage in healthy relationships, because a lot of teens may not even see what a healthy relationship is, not only in their own families, but any TV, movie, things you see don't necessarily show healthy relationships. We want to help teens and their parents and friends to recognize the warning signs early enough so that action can be taken, and we want to be able to provide the resources to identify places where teens, their parents, can get help for these abusive relationships, and to help them possibly escape a dangerous situation.
Totally understand. Also, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody would like to call in with comments or questions for Wendy, please call 323-443-7471, and also the chat room is open, so that if anybody would like to put any questions in the chat, then please also do so. And before I even get any further, could you also share the information how people can get in touch with you, Wendy?
Sure. Our website is www.datingabuse.com. stops here, all one word, .com. And we're also on Facebook under Dash. And our email is admin, A-D-M-I-N, the number 4, Dash, D-A-S-H, at Verizon.net.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, the information is also at the bottom of the show page if you're listening or if you share this with somebody. So please tell them to look at that and they can contact Wendy and the Dash organization. Could you go ahead and tell us about the early warning signs?
Sure. Now, no relationship starts out as abusive. Often the opposite. It becomes fast-moving, declarations of love and commitment, and there's immediate talk of plans of the future together, and it's almost the too fast, too soon. There are good times in the beginning, everything's fine, and then suddenly warning signs start to emerge. And dating abuse is about control. And the control of an abusive partner can be emotional, physical, or sexual in nature. Some of the warning signs are telling you what to do or how to act, what you should wear. I want you to dress provocatively because I want to show you off. I want you to dress modestly because I don't want anybody else looking for you. And I want to point out right in the beginning that dating abuse happens to both women and young men. There is no gender issue. It covers all races, creeds, socioeconomic parameters. So it doesn't matter. It is everywhere in any kind of society. So, again, it's about control, telling you what to do, how to act, what to think, discounting your opinion, oh, no, you shouldn't think like that, or basically trying, again, controlling your life. Another warning sign, insulting you, calling you names. And this doesn't have to happen in front of other people. This can be something that they'll do behind closed doors. And part of the issue with teen dating abuse is that we have so much more media. We have the social media. We have texting. We have things that when I was growing up, we never had. When I was growing up, the phone was in the kitchen, and you couldn't go anywhere with it. It was attached to a cord, so the whole family kind of knew what was going on in your relationship. Nowadays, you have social media, texting. A lot of things are done in a more secretive way, so that parents may not even know what's going on. Another warning sign, keeping you from spending quality time from your family and friends, isolating you, trying to tell you that you don't need that set of friends. One reason they want to isolate you is because a lot of times a parent or friend will be able to say, you know, that person, that girl or that guy is really not being very nice to you. And the victim of the abuse may just discount that, and they don't want to hear that. And the abuser, of course, doesn't want any good influence on the victim to have someone telling him or her that they're bad news. So isolating, keeping you time from family and friends, keeping you away from the activities and things that you love to do, basically telling you, you don't need to be in the band. You don't need to be on the dance team. I want you, don't you want to be with me? Don't we want to have as much time together as we can? Another warning sign, blaming you for his or her anger. Well, if you didn't answer my, if you answered my text faster, then I wouldn't have had to be mad at you. That sort of, that whole idea of you're the one who has done all this on me, so I'm getting mad at you, so I'm going to lash out at you. Threatening or intimidating you. We know Siobhan was threatened. We know her family was threatened, that this abuser had threatened to kill her parents, had threatened to have her little sister raped, had threatened to have her younger brother beat up, had threatened to put a bomb in her car. I mean, just all kinds of horrific things. And as a young woman, of course, you're thinking, gee, if I just stay with him, even though I'm afraid, then I can protect my family. History of discipline problems is another warning sign. The kid who's the bad boy. We love our rebels. We think, oh, they're so cool and interesting and everything. But a bad boy or a bad girl is only going to be bad news. And other warning signs that sort of lend themselves to the same with the discipline problems is problems with drug or alcohol abuse, history of violent behavior, threatening others, trouble controlling the negative emotions, again, the lashing out, and the trying to blame everything on the person who trusts them most. I mean, a young man or a young woman, is they stay because they're truly in love with the person and they think they can help that person. Oh, well, he wouldn't be angry if only I could be better. If I change myself, maybe that will calm him or calm her down. And again, I do want to emphasize that young men are just as vulnerable to becoming victims of dating abuse as young women. And we had a presentation with a doctor who said in his emergency room, one out of eight young men was actually in the emergency room because they had been abused by a girlfriend, because a cell phone can break a nose if it's thrown. And they can, young men can be pushed, young men can be hit with chairs or lamps or any number of things. So we want to emphasize that we're not trying to say that all guys are bad and that it's just a girl's issue. It's a guy's issue as well.
Can I add one more part to that? And
mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's also straight or gay. So if you've got men that are having a relationship, that same thing. Two women, same thing. Abuse is abuse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's not, it doesn't matter. It's not about love. It's about control and having the control over another person. Because in a lot of cases, it's that the abusers, the rest of their lives are out of control. Maybe they have a difficult home life or they're not doing as well in school and everything. So they look and they try to control the one thing that they know they can probably control, and that's their relationship.
Wow. It's just really sad that we have so much of this type of thing going on in the world right now, along with, again, rape and all that other stuff. And like you said, it is all about power and it's all about control.
But
again,
The hope is there because we want to reach these young people so that they can recognize that what abuse is. And we also want to recognize what a healthy relationship is, because we're trying not to, you know, scare them or to tell them, oh, don't ever date because everybody's evil. That's not the point here. It's to give them the tools, just like when they learn how to drive and we tell them about drunk driving and we tell them about the rules of the road. We're not trying to scare them, but we're trying to give them the tools so that they can look at a situation and say, wait a minute. And one thing I always say to the teenagers that I talk to is that you know your friends' relationships. This might not be happening to you right now. This may never happen to you. But you know your friends. You know their relationships better than their parents know, that their other friends may know. And you may have the key to be able to say, gee, I don't like the way she's treating you. Let's go look at this website. Here's a brochure. Let's talk to a counselor. Because, like I keep telling the kids, I'm only a mom. I get up and I do my presentations, and Linda, we do our presentations, and we say, we don't know what's going on in your life sometimes. But you do. You know what friends, who's going out with who, and all the dynamics of their relationships. And we want to be able to give the teenagers the tools to take that forward so that these same warning signs carry on into their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. Because it's no different than the warning signs in a relationship at any age.
Very, very true. Very true. It's just, again, it's just, I mean, I have two daughters myself that are now both in their 20s. And luckily, they grew up with a father that's very much into the martial arts and teaches and has taught them it. So they're very self-confident. But there's a lot of people that don't have that. And there's a lot of people that do, but just don't quite understand how it now relates into their lives and moving forward. So let's talk about the healthy relationships.
Absolutely. In a healthy relationship, it should bring happiness. Now, we're not saying that every relationship is going to be hunky-dory all the time. Yes, I've been married for almost 26 years, so I know that you have arguments, you have disagreements, you get angry at one another, but overall, the healthy relationship should bring you happiness and comfort. You should be respected for your opinion. It should be a positive thing in your life. It should be able to boost your confidence, make you feel good about yourself, that you can have a relationship and grow and change together. Another important part of a healthy relationship is having time away from each other. You can't spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week together and think that that's going to be a healthy relationship. You should be, if you're a girl into ballet, you should be able to do your ballet classes, your dance classes, have your recitals, and have the support of your boyfriend. If you're a guy who's into football or rugby or some other sport, your girlfriend should be able to understand that you're going to be apart because you need to have your practices and have your team time and be able to reconnect later on. You should be able to respect each other's time for when you need to get schoolwork done. That, oh, don't worry about studying for that test. You could do that later. No, be the person who says, I know you have this test to study for. Call me when you're finished, or we'll talk to get in another day or two. So having that downtime and embracing each other's schedules, valuing each other's opinions. You may like one rock band. He may like another rock band. You may be team things, and embrace that the differences. You don't have to be the same person. You can't be the same people. Respect each other's privacy. Know that, gee, if I need to go off and spend time with my family because of a family event coming up, don't call me 20 times an hour trying to figure out what's going on, because that's what the pervasiveness becomes, where someone trying to control you is going to be calling you all the time or texting you all the time and trying to be in your life all the time. And in a healthy relationship, it's have a good time with your family. I'll wait until you're finished and you can call me when you're done.
You're right. You're very right. Okay. Could we also talk a little bit about the, not necessarily the signs, but what do you do if you find or you know someone that's in an abusive relationship?
If you know someone in an abusive relationship, it's going to take a long time for them to realize and try to maybe get out of the relationship. Statistically, it takes up to 7 times for someone to actually leave, because it becomes a cycle of an abusive situation, then a big apology, then another honeymoon phase of, oh, everything's fine, it's okay, he didn't mean it, she didn't mean it, we've talked it out, and then an abusive situation, I'm sorry, honeymoon phase, and it just keeps cycling back. And plus, a lot of the times, these relationships, they are threatened. So if you leave me, I will kill myself, type of threats. So as a friend, you need to be able to just listen. You can't really say to the boy or girl, oh, just dump him or her. They're bad news. Can't you see that? How could you be so dumb? Well, that's playing right into the hands of the abuser, because the abuser is also lowering their self-esteem. So as a friend, you should say something. Say, I noticed that you're not very happy anymore. Be the listening ear. Don't force the issue. Allow your friend to confide in you bit by bit. Talk with a trusted adult, a counselor, We always say that, you know, counselors at school, parents, a teacher, a clergy member, a coach, someone that you can trust and say, I'm worried about my friend, or I'm worried about myself, or I see myself in Siobhan's story or in these warning signs. There's also the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline. Now, we at DASH do not offer counseling. We're not prepared to do that, but we have a fantastic resources page for with national resources and with local resources. But the National Teen Dating Abuse Hotline is information and guidance, and it's completely confidential. And that number is 1-866-331-9474, and it is on right on our webpage. And there is the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline. If your friend decides that they do want to end the relationship, you have to help him or her make a safety plan, and that needs to include the family, because you're 75% more likely to be injured or killed in the days and weeks and even months after a relationship ends. How many times do we see in the news, and in Siobhan's case, that they ended the relationship, they were trying to break up. He was an ex-boyfriend, she was an ex-girlfriend. So it's the most dangerous time. It's an emotional time, because the person wants to leave. They want to be able to get out of the relationship. And even making that step is very important, but it's also a very dangerous time. Try to focus on his or her strengths, your friend's strengths. Give them the emotional support. Try to tell them to, you know, look at their strengths and skills. Emphasize that they don't need this violence and this abusiveness. They don't deserve it. And a lot of times these boys and girls are in so deep that they feel that, oh, I deserve this. It's because I've done something wrong. And the abuser is right, because basically the abuser has taken their self-esteem and chipped away at it so much that they can't possibly see themselves anything other than being in the abusive relationship.
Right. And you also, I guess, would stress to a lot of these people that, you know, it's a relationship is more than just sex.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another thing. They, you know, the sexual part of the abuse can be, well, you're used goods now. No one will want you now because of our relationship or what have you. And also forcing a sexual relationship when a teenager isn't ready for that step.
Right. Well, we also have a caller. Let's see if they have a question or comment right quick, because we're running short on time. Hello, caller. Did you have a question or a comment? Well, I guess that person didn't have a question or a comment, but please continue to listen. Well, we've got about a minute and 10 seconds left. Is there anything that you'd like to add before we sign off?
I just want everybody to know that our little mantra that we tell the kids is, dating abuse stops here. It stops with me. I will not support it. I will not accept it. And if I see it happening, I will speak up about it. So I encourage anyone who has any questions and anything at all that they would like to come to our website, datingabusestopshere.com. We've got the chef's story is a very moving and powerful video told by her parents that will show you what a beautiful young woman was taken, and all because we didn't know the signs. So learn the signs, share the signs, and make sure that dating abuse stops here.
Well, again, I want to thank you for coming on the air, and, you know, again, thank you for all that you guys are doing for all of the parents out there and all of the young teens that are actually out there in the dating field and need help and need to actually listen, and friends out there that could also make connections with them and help them, and giving the friends an understanding that they need to support their friend as they guide them in the correct direction to try to get them their help. Anything else?
Not at all. Thank you for the opportunity to share our message. And if anyone's interested in having a presentation at their school or at their church, at their civic organization, wherever, I've done groups of as few as 8 kids. I've done 600 kids, and we just love to have you. So just check out the website, contact us, and we'd be happy to come out and talk to your group.
Outstanding. Well, again, Wendy, thank you. Thank you for everything. And again, hopefully we'll get you guys on the show again and we can talk a little bit more and share more information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to reach Wendy, it's admin as in admin, the number 4-DASH at Verizon.net. And their website is datingabusestopshere.com. Again, that's datingabusestopshere.com. for more information. And again, let's share this with everybody that we possibly can, ladies and gentlemen, so that we can get this crucial message out, because none of us want to lose our young people, and none of us want to go through any of the pain and suffering that many of us have already gone through, or many have already gone through, if it's not you personally. So let's do our part, and let's be involved, and let's also take action. Don't sit on your couch waiting for somebody else to fix it. Take action and do the things necessary to move this forward. Again, this is Zurian with the Zurian Show. And again, I hope that everybody's having a great life, great world, and is doing great things. And remember, everything starts with you. Take care.